thinking anything more than just running the play? Is there anything on your mind?
The big thing is just be smart with the football. Be aggressive. Can't take sacks. I took a sack earlier in the drive. Can't do that. And I know, you know, the big thing, the line did a great job up front, really giving me time to throw, and our receivers ran great routes. So when that happens, you know, it's a lot easier to execute, and the guys really did a great job, and it was a great team win. We all stuck together and fought throughout the game. And it was exciting, too, to, you know, when we scored at the end, you heard the crowd erupt, and you heard all the Eagles fans here supporting us, and that's pretty special. So I want all the Eagles fans to know that we heard it, and it's special to us that they were all there supporting us.
And now you have to score a touchdown. Do you try to keep yourself up, knowing you're probably
going to
get another chance?
Yeah, I mean, you're always, if there's time on the clock, you're always ready to go out there and play. You know, we had confidence in our defense to stop and get the ball back for us, and we knew it was going to be a two-minute drill. And the key in a two-minute drill is to play fast, execute, be smart with the football, no sacks.
You're rushing.
Shoot. I mean, it was just one of those plays where it turns in the backyard football. I felt, you know, a little pressure stepped up and got out of the pocket. He did a great job, and just, you know, sometimes you got to move around and make a play, and Clay did a great job staying alive.
You're rushing. Another open guy in the end zone, even more open, and you kind of went to Harbor. Did you just see, were you locked in at that point on Harbor?
I mean, I just felt it. I mean, when you're out there, it's, you know, you just feel it, and I felt Clay, and that's just what happened.
Andy said you called, you wanted that last play. What was it?
It was just a blowout right. I just felt comfortable. It really just isolates the DB on Macklin, and I expect German to win every single time, which he did. And like I said, it changes the angle of the throw, and it's just one of those plays we have to, you know, we're working practice and execute, and really have to give him a ball right on the body, and he did a great job.
Your rushing touchdown
sort of unfolded deliberately. Take us through your rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, trying to get the ball to Dion, and then I was rolling out, and there was no one there, and I mean, I was really just trying to keep him back because I knew it would take me about 10 seconds to get 20 yards, so I, was trying to keep him away from him. We had a receiver downfield making great blocks and gave me some time to get in there.
Seemed that was a big thing for you there. You had receivers making blocks downfield, and also two guys in Jeremy and Avant who just came up with one kind of catch up for another that really helped you.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play together as an offensive unit. You play best, you run best, you execute best when guys are downfield blocking. Line was doing a great job. So you play together as a unit, you play for each other, and that's what happened today. You know, our receivers did a great job blocking downfield.
What do you think this win does for your
game? You won your first NFL game. Honestly, what does that feel like as a standard?
You know, there's so many emotions going through. I'm so excited for, you know, my teammates, me, you know, Coach Reed, our organization, our owners. It's just very special, very humbling. It's a great win, too, because we came back, we were winning, we lost it, and guys stuck together, the team stuck together. We there's never a doubt in our mind. So I was excited to go out there and execute, win the game, and, you know, really get a big one for us.
Not that you've ever doubted yourself, but when you do this, does it kind of validate that you're here for, you know, you belong here, you're growing, this is, you know, you're coming into your own a little bit?
I mean, this is a special game, and, you know, a big win for us. You know, we haven't won one, I think, in like 2 months. So, like, the emotions are going crazy right now. It's hard to, like, you know, you can't really say how you're feeling because it's a very exciting, you know, feeling. And I just really just want to enjoy it with my teammates because we were out there fighting together and the coaches were with us every step of the way. So it's a big win for us.
Randy, you're with the last play call in your hands. A really big moment. What does that say?
I guess, you know, we're on the same page. I'm sure, you know, he trusts me. And that's big when, you know, you have your coach that trusts you in that situation to, you know, go out there. I told him I was comfortable to play. And he said, let's do it. And, you know, the coaches were fired up. So it's really just playing together. You know, I love our coaches. I love our team, our organization. Once again, the fans were great today. So I can't say enough. It's a great win for us. We just have to keep building on this. We can't, you know, just let this be it. We got to, you know, enjoy it today. It's a special win, but, you know, we got to learn from it the same way you win from losing. You know, you got to look at the film, get better, and, you know, but we enjoy it today. Enjoy it for 24 hours.
In your college, high school career, what kind of experience
have you had? I've had a few throughout high school and college. You know, they're special. That's really, you know, you just try to get in the zone and try to execute the offense. Don't try to do too much, and It's always a fun feeling when you win on a two-man drive.
What about the
fourth
down
pass to Avant? Tell me about that.
Shoot, it's just playing ball. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Jason ran a great route. I got time. And the big thing there was just give him a strike, give him something he could work with, and he did a great job all day.
Did you see something pre-snap that you felt you would open if you could get that?
Yeah, felt something pre-snap. They had split safeties, so a middle of the field's open. So the big thing is you don't want to lure a safety in with your eyes, but try to keep your eyes away and get him the ball.
So it kind of helped having Jason today in the absence of Brent, who was also kind of that area to lure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, can't wait to have Brent back. You know, Brent's such a great player and teammate, but, yeah, Jason's, you know, you count on Jason in those situations, and, you know, he did a great job today.
Did you feel this was important in your development to have this kind of fourth quarter and this kind of last minute drive?
Definitely. I mean, you know, any experience like this is always beneficial. I mean, they don't happen a whole lot, but when they do, there's something very special, and it's a great feeling for our team. I think the big thing is it's a great feeling for the team sticking together. And, you know, we can, you know, build on this. We can, you know, get a little something going. And we just got to use it, be excited about it, but, you know, keep getting better, and it's an exciting win.
What has this 21-10, you know, what happened then? How did you get things going in the right direction? You had several drives that hadn't done much of anything.
You just keep playing. You keep playing for each other. You go out there, execute your offense. Every time you go out there, you know, our defense was doing a good job getting us the ball back. So we have to go out there, execute our offense one play at a time, like I've said a billion times, and I'll continue to say it because that's how you play. And, you know, you just got to execute. Like the blocking downfield is a great example. Receivers running great routes. The O-line up front doing a great job. The running backs in protection. I mean, the key is execution in those situations, just executing the offense and not trying to do too much and being smart. But aggressive.
Why do you think this group has been able to stick together? There's so many injuries, losing so much, a lot of lost ones this semester. Why is this group?
We have great coaches that kept us together. We have, you know, great guys on our team that, you know, we stick together. We continue to work together. But, you know, Coach Reed does a great job, and he really keeps us together. And we have, you know, like I've said, position coaches that really stick with us and keep pushing us to get better. And everybody has to want to get better, though, and that's, you know, all the guys on the team want to continue to push each other and keep excelling and sticking together. So,
with such a short turnaround, how hard will this be to prepare for Thursday night's game, you know, just for a guy who's away from starts on
it? I mean, like I said, we got to learn from it. Got to, you know, get the body healthy, just, you know, get the fluids in. And, yeah, it'll be a quick turnaround. So, do my first real, you know, quick turnaround. I know we did some in the preseason that was similar, but it's a little bit different. So, yeah, you know, just got to get back to work.
When you have a game like this, does it, and you know you're playing and just 4 days later, is that even a little bit better? Just for, you know,
I mean, yeah, you want to keep the momentum going, but you don't want to get too high. You want to keep, like, we want to watch the film, be critical on ourselves. There's things that I could have done better throughout the course of the game, and everybody, you know, could have done better. So we need to see, all right, how can we get better in different situations, even though it's a win, and keep excelling on that and keep pushing each other. But, you know, we're going to enjoy this tonight and then get back to work tomorrow.
Is it possible to compare the Nick Foles who went in against Dallas 5 weeks ago to what you are as a quarterback now?
I mean, I've definitely grown. Like I've said before, every day you continue to grow, and, you know, you're going to have your ups, your downs, and you just got to keep fighting, keep learning. And I'm a different player just because, you know, every day you just progressively want to get a tiny bit better. And this will be a great learning experience for me. Something I'm going to enjoy today, but I'm going to learn from it and just keep moving forward. And, you know, I mean, I'm a different player, but, you know, one day at a time was the key to, you know, keep excelling.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank y'all.
Great stuff there from Nick Foles, who I think left his entire pads on because he wanted to keep the feeling, he said.
So in fact, he probably wants to play.